I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 750 AM.
Fun topic today on the local sports segment. Right around the corner, a couple of neat events happening at USU Eastern. A couple of skills clinics. First, we have the Speed and Agility Camp, which will take place June 8th. Again, this will be on the campus of USU Eastern. It's for kids ages 7 to 18. And then right after that, it's the Running Back Academy. Same age, 7 to 18. $75 to attend each camp. And the best part of all, they will be taught by Jamal Willis, former San Francisco 49er and BYU running back. In fact, we have Jamal joining us right now over the phone to talk about his career and his coaching style. I'm going to go out on a limb and say some of it came from Lavelle Edwards, right? Joining us right now over the phone, Jamal Willis. Jamal, it's a pleasure to get you on the show today. Thank you so much for the time.
Oh, no, great. It's a pleasure to have me on. I'm really, really excited about these two camps that are coming up. You know, I think it's a new place for me, you know, to kind of settle in and offer some camps for the kids.
Yeah, I think it's a very neat deal, but it's something very unique, especially here in the Castle Country. We'll talk about the two camps here in just a moment. First, I want to get familiar with you, Jamal Willis. Again, as I mentioned, former NFL running back. I know you spent a couple of seasons with the San Francisco 49ers around this neck of the woods. People will definitely remember you in the early 90s with BYU, where you rushed for over 3,000 yards and 35 touchdowns from 91 to 94. How did you get in to the coaching aspect of things following your playing career?
Well, you know, I think it's something that I've always done. It's been a part of me, and specifically through my playing days, you know, and being able to, you know, have the success that I had, you know, being a running back and just being a three-sport athlete in high school. You know, and as I had the success, you know, of obviously, you know, playing in the NFL, when I was done, I always wanted to just work with athletes on a standpoint of speed and agility and coordination, and really to kind of help them, give them that leg up. You know, I think that's the X factor when you look at agility, speed, coordination. A lot of kids don't excel in sports because they don't build that foundation, right? And that's the key. I always felt that I was a good running back, but I think I was a better athlete, you know what I mean, that made me a good running back. So, you know, it's one of the things that I've really held dearly to me with my kids, and how to work on the foundation, you know, athletic foundation, when they were young and saw the fruits of, you know, my labor, you know, of them becoming better athletes over the years.
Jamal, you said something that I think resonates with the time and the day and age that we are in right now. You were a three-sport athlete in high school, and I know when we talk about these camps, we're talking speed and agility, and then we're also going to be talking about the Running Back Academy. But I feel that in today's world, we have too many kids trying to specialize in one specific sport, and that's not necessarily a good thing. I mean, you mentioned it. You were a BYU football player, an NFL football player, but you were a three-sport athlete in high school. How key was that? How instrumental was that to your growth as an athlete?
Well, it was huge, because I think playing three sports, it helped me to be more well-rounded in my skill development and my movement. You know, basketball, with a lot of the lateral movement and, you know, the agility and quickness, it helped me in football as a running back to have good feet. Same thing in baseball, you know, to be able to have a quick step, to be able to play center field and to jump on those balls and to be able to run bases. And not only that, to have hip mobility, you know, to be able to open your hips more. You know, a lot of kids are so stiff. They're not athletically sound, you know, so their movements are more stiff and they're not fluid. And so I think that's the great thing of what I try to teach, is being a fluid athlete, you know, being able to be an athlete first and then your position in your sport second. You know, because if you can move and your hand-eye coordination and you have good body control, then you're going to excel in sports. And I just want to give kids the opportunity to have that fundamental basis for athleticism.
Again, we're being joined right now by Jamal Willis. He's going to be attending, or teaching rather, the Speed and Agility Camp and also the Running Back Academy on June 8th on the campus of USU Eastern. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. Jamal, when you're teaching kids, when you're teaching youth, I have to ask you, from your time at BYU, how much inspiration do you draw from your time playing under Lavelle Edwards?
you know, I draw a lot, you know, especially from the coaching aspect. And yeah, and I think more or less when I there's a different type of coaching styles, you know, I'm more of a coaching style where I love teaching, you know what I mean? And I don't take sports, I take it seriously, but it's not life or death, you know what I mean, when it comes to sports. Kids are only going to perform on how they're how they've been taught, you know, and I feel like sometimes I'm a little too soft on kids, and my wife always gets mad, so you need to be harder. And I said, no, I don't need to be harder, you know, because kids are only doing what they've been taught, you know, and I just feel that sometimes with parents are a little bit too hard on their kids because the kids are only doing what they've been taught and what they know. And so what I've done is just form these speed and agility and athletic training to give kids the best opportunity to be successful. And I think that's the point where I focus more on athleticism and just making kids all around good athletes.
Okay, Jamal, before we dive into the camps, I got to ask you one question about your playing career. Talk to me about the 1994 Copper Bowl, BYU 31-6 over Oklahoma. If you're a BYU fan, that's a win that I'm sure you still get asked about today, at least I would assume.
Yeah, you know, I get asked about that one. I get asked about the big Notre Dame game, you know, that we went in and beat them. You know, that was a special game. It was actually my last college game, you know, that bowl game playing OU. And, you know, just to be able to go out and win that game and to perform at a high level was just kind of icing on the cake. You know, I mean, BYU with Lavelle, you know, back when I played, you know, it's just like you breaded success and being able to go out and play at a high level, you know. And so that was just one of those great wins that we had to kind of, you know, seal the deal for BYU and actually my career. So, no, that was an awesome game.
You mentioned the victory over Notre Dame. I try to stray away from that because I'm kind of a Domer homer, but at the same time, I mean, that's a revenge game. You guys get blown out in Provo. You come back, you top Lou Holtz and a very good Notre Dame football team on the road in South Bend.
Yeah, you know, that was just, I mean, that was one of my funnest places to play down there. I mean, just a different crowd. And, you know, you always go into other places where they boo you, and then it was, you know what I mean, it's just horrible. They're saying bad things. But that was the only stadium that I went into where after we beat them, the fans were coming up to us and saying, hey, great job. You know, they just want to see good football. They root for their team, but they want to see good football. And you could just feel the tradition when you go into those places and play. And so that was one of the games where I had a great game. I really helped the team to be victorious. So that was one of my special highlight moments of my career.
Did you learn more about the coaching world and teaching kids from your college days or from your professional days? Or is it kind of a mix of the two, Jamal?
It's a mix of both, you know. And I look at sports where, you know, as a parent, as a player, I mean, we put a lot of expectations on our kids and on our players, athletes, and athletes put a lot of expectations on themselves. Most athletes have the dream of playing college ball or playing NFL. You know, that's going to be a small chance that most kids, you know, probably will never play, you know, beyond their high school days. So I've tailored back, you know, kind of my philosophy on coaching. You know, I want it to be a good experience for all the kids that I coach. I'm not trying to get them into the NFL or to, you know, to professional sports or college unless they choose and want to. But for the most part, I just want to give them a chance to experience athletics, you know, on a higher level to where it can impact their lives. Because really, at the end of the day, I don't think about all the touchdowns I scored. The one thing I miss most is the friendships, you know, of the bus rides to games and the airplane rides and the hotel stays and all the camaraderie. That's what means the most to me. And, you know, I want to share that with the kids I train.
Again, joining us right now over the phone, former San Francisco 49er running back and former BYU running back Jamal Willis. Jamal, let's talk about what's up and coming here in the Castle Country. June 8th on the campus of USU Eastern, we have two camps, the Speed and Agility and then also the Running Back Academy. Let's start by the Speed and Agility camp. What are some of the aspects that you'll be focusing on with these kids?
Well, for the Speed and Agility camp, and that's for all athletes. That's no matter what sport you play, it's for boys and girls, you know, all ages. It's really just focusing on athletic movement and speed. I mean, speed is a little bit, we all can't be fast, okay, but we all have a chance to be quicker. And being quick with agility, being able to get from one point A to point B with quickness, is all about technique. What I do is I work with their techniques. I work on three areas: their foot speed, their hand speed, arm speed, and then their hip flexibility, right? Those are those three areas. quickness can be developed a lot quicker than speed. Speed has so much with dynamics and strength, but quickness is technique, right? So what I do is I go in and we do a lot of drills to get these kids to open their hips up and to move a little quicker and to kind of balance themselves out with coordination. So that's what that camp is specifically about.
It's for ages 7 to 18, and I'm sure that the younger you are, the more technique becomes, I guess, a little bit more of a habit, right? We're all creatures of habit.
Exactly. And you know the great thing about the young kids, you know, it's harder to break older kids, you know what I mean? But the young kids, their bodies are squirrely and they're still developing. So if you can get them when they're younger, you know, and develop those skills, you'll see the kids. I mean, you can go to a soccer game and look as a spectator and see who's the most athletic. I mean, that doesn't take a coach to do that. I mean, any kid that can move quick and got good feet and balance, you know that. You know who that kid is. So my job is to help those kids just stand out to where when coaches, when players' parents look at them, they go, oh, that kid is fundamentally sound. Okay, so that's really the difference.
That's the Speed and Agility Camp, again, on the campus of USU Eastern. It'll be Saturday, June 8th, for ages 7 to 18, $75 per participant for boys and girls, all athletes of all sports. And then right after that, Jamal, I know you're going to run into the Running Back Academy. This right here, this has got to be your forte. I'm sure you really get up for this one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so this is really my, I've been training running backs for years, but this is my first time really getting on the road and doing the camp. And I'm excited because, you know, I work with some, you know, BYU players, you know what I mean, and other athletes. I mean, obviously this week I worked with Katoa over the weekend and, you know, Algier. And it's really something that comes natural. It's one of those things where this is who I was, this is what I did for years and years. And to be able to share a lot of the ins and outs about running back, it's so detailed. It's so detailed. And when I can help kids to understand that it's not the lineman's job to open holes, it's the running back. You know, you got to have movement. You got to move your feet. You got to have body positioning. So that camp is to really to help your running backs to learn more about how to be a successful running back.
As far as the age group for this particular camp, Jamal, what's the designated age group?
You know, usually around about 7. I mean, honestly, I work with kids that are 5 and 6 years old, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. and speed and agility and running backs. So, but this camp is mainly for 7-year-olds and up. And the great thing about it's the skill. You know, when you teach skill, skill is taught at all ages, and it's the same skill, you know what I mean? Whatever I teach an 18, 19, 20-year-old, I'll teach a 7, 8, 9-year-old, you know. And so it's all the same. And what we have, the kids are in groups with their age and their level, and they learn the same thing, and they run at their pace, you know what I mean? And so my job is to guide them and to teach them and to help them to kind of get the most out of the camp.
All right, so we have the Speed and Agility Camp, June 8th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on the campus of USU Eastern. Following that, the Running Back Academy, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at $75 to participate in each of these clinics, and it's going to be led by Jamal Willis, former San Francisco 49er and BYU running back. Jamal, last question before I let you go. An opportunity to speak to the parents on what their kids will get out of these two camps.
You know, what they will get is just a lot of information. You know, they'll get flooded with a lot of information, but more than that, they'll be able to get taught proper ways of speed and agility and proper ways of being, you know, a better running back. And, you know, the great thing is they can leave with things that they can practice on and, you know, they can work on as well. And I think that's one of the great things, right? You want to leave there better, you know. And so another thing is just to let you know, I mean, parents can contact me. What we're doing is just kind of putting a list together of kids who are wanting to participate. They can call in 801-427-3055 to reserve, or they can just use our email at wemakeplays@yahoo.com.
Well, Jamal, it was definitely a pleasure to talk with you and to get some more information on the upcoming camps. It's definitely a terrific thing that you're bringing here to the Castle Country. Again, thank you so much for the time, and I'm sure we'll talk again real soon with the camps looming.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
Again, that's former NFL running back Jamal Willis taking out the time to join us here on the show. For more information on the two clinics that Jamal will be teaching at USU Eastern on June 8th, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com. We've got a break for just a moment. We are on the eve of the NBA Finals. Tomorrow night, Game 1, Golden State, Toronto. We'll talk NBA basketball when we return.